And now, thoughts from a woman shopping for Halloween candy.
What to choose? If I buy the good stuff, I'll eat it all by Halloween. If I buy the cheap stuff, the rest of the neighborhood will know me as the lady who gave out dum-dums, and I'll never be able to show my face at book club again. If only there was something that's chocolate, but not really. Oh, duh, Tootsie Rolls. And I can use the leftovers to patch my tires. How many bags should I get? 5 sticks in my mind, but I can't remember if that's Halloween candy or bottles of wine I went through to survive all those brats shoving plastic buckets in my face and sneering, "Trick or treat!" then marching off without even a thank you. You know what? Screw them. This year they're getting dum-dums.
These have been thoughts from a woman shopping for Halloween candy.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
So, another Jack Glaze salmon and anything for you.
Wait, what is Jack Glaze?
It's our special sauce that we put on the salmon. It's molasses and honey and Jack Daniels.
It has alcohol in it? No, he doesn't drink.
Oh, don't worry. The alcohol cooks down with the fish.
But what if you get the sauce on the side and it isn't cooked with the fish?
That would explain why we have so many drunk kids here.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
That is so stupid.
Getting drunk in the morning. Who are you, Kathy Lee Gifford?
We may not hook up with women, but we really understand women.
Good morning, everyone, and a big welcome back.
It's been a long week.
And I'm also well aware that today is Friday.
That can mean only one thing.
I'm going to make this day very memorable for you guys, all right? We're going to have some fun.
It's almost time.
It's almost showtime.
Sounds like a party.
It's time to party.
We are going to kick off this weekend
in 3, 2,
Woo-hoo!
Launch!
It's showtime.
Yeah, it is. The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello!
Yep, you gotta enable the skill. You just do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill, and
hello!
She will, and then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. You can even get our podcast on the Alexa. That's even easier. So we do the live show between 8-ish and 11-ish, Monday through Friday. Each day, we take all those segments and repack it into a daily podcast. And that usually drops around noon. And you can find that on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And she will. You can also search The Mike Show VA wherever you get your podcasts. Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, YouTube, you can even go to our website, Radio434.com. Just click on The Mike Show channel and you will find a link to the podcast. It's our virtual time machine since we do about 240-ish episodes per year. We've been repacking it as a podcast for the past almost 4 years now. So, yeah, there's a lot of episodes, a lot of content. We're crushing it. And you can even watch us on Facebook Live at The Mike Show VA. All one word, no spaces, and that handle is good for all of our social media, including Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, X, Twitter, MySpace. Are there any more? UFace? I don't know. Anyway, at The Mike Show VA. So, yeah, watch us and like us a long time. Like, follow, share, all of that stuff. And the video content lives on Facebook for 28 days. The audio content lives on in purple patootie on our podcast side. But we are going to be adding the MikeShow.co coming 2026. Let's just be honest and be realistic. 2026, the MikeShow.co, because we couldn't afford the M. And then all of our video content, all of our content, no matter what it is, will live there in purple patootie. So, all right, coming up on today's program, we have, now I know we're recording this ahead of time because we're going to be away. But maybe what we'll do is we'll actually air it live, and then we can air it live, and then we can also do maybe a rebroadcast of it when we're away, when we're up in New York. Megan Huffman is going to be joining us from Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. She's bringing Cat from an organization, the Live More Be Center. Okay, and that's well, it's a new nonprofit that has joined the Share platform. We'll learn about that organization and so much more coming up on the program. Of course, it's Friday. So we should have a visit from Darius from Lynchburg Community Market. We'll get smart with your five random facts, but we're even going to get smarter-est with Nerd News. This week in science. It's just science. Don't be afraid or be very, very afraid. But then we get stupid. So you get two smarts for one dumb on the Friday edition of the program. So that's really, really cool. And I love Nerd News because it's all that. I mean, it could be space related. It could be alien related. It could be medical related. There's always something. We learn something, and it's entertaining on the program on a Friday. So then we got this. We were asked to MC the CASA superhero run, and Tab and I are both Tab and I are both going to do that. And since the superhero run is Star Wars themed, initially, what did Tab? Of course, Tab's going to go as Princess Leia, but what did she? I'm trying to remember what she wanted me to go as. Not Darth Vader. But that did come up, but I quickly shot it down. No, not an Ewok. I'm not short. I am not a short man. I could not pull off Ewok. And I think she said Luke Skywalker, or Han Solo, or Chewbacca. I might be able to pull off. But ultimately, I said, look. With all this, I could maybe go as old Luke Skywalker, or I could go as Obi-Wan Kenobi. And that was the one that she went, oh, yeah, definitely, you could pull off Obi-Wan Kenobi. Who was Obi-Wan's, who was Obi-Wan's master? Who was Obi-Wan's master? Qui-Gon Jinn. Qui-Gon Jinn. Is that how you pronounce it? All right, now I need a pronunciation, because I, with the long hair, I could totally pull him off. Oh yeah. Yeah, I can definitely pull him off. Let's pronounce. Let's hope it's our Pronounce-a-fi lady. It's not our Pronounce-a-fi lady. Where's our Pronounce-a-fi lady? You can listen to this pronunciation guide here. All right, here, let's try this one. All right, here, listen.
Qui-Gon Jinn.
Qui-Gon Jinn. Okay, yeah, and now he was not a huge partner or a huge part. I mean, he was in the prequels. Yeah. So anyway, so I could pull him off. Yeah. But anyway. No, but I she got me a costume, and I've got a few poundages on me. Now you would think, yeah, the Jedi costume can cover that up, but not the stuff that you wear underneath the cloak. And if the cloak is too small or too tight, I'm gonna look like Fatty One Kenobi. I don't know. So anyway, speaking of Halloween costumes, your kid will look great in that K-pop Demon Hunters costume. And yes, that is what Maddie's going as. Is it worth the spend? According to her mom, yes, it definitely is. So we got a couple different polls on Halloween spending. And it's not a cheap holiday, especially for parents. And we're going to delve into this story right here. How much we're going to spend on Halloween on average. How much we're going to spend on costumes. I already know what we spent on the fat Obi-Wan costume. Lord. And then we turned it into a top list, and we'll get that to you. Top Halloween costumes to wear if you really want to cause a buzz. All right? That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
John Barkley loves Tuesday nights with his pals.
You guys ever seen a perfect game?
Here we go.
A night when scores made aren't nearly as important as friendships kept.
Get out your phones. Gonna be epic.
So he doesn't miss a night. John counts on Centra to keep him healthy and at his best.
Perfection begins now. Start your video. Oh. Delete your video.
Like and share.
Centra. Caring for, caring about folks like John.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This Halloween, this morning show proudly presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Far Too Old to Trick or Treat.
Mr. Far Too Old to Trick or Treat.
You should have considered putting an end to your trick or treating at age 16. And again at age 25.
Give me candy cause I'm scary.
Sure, it's acceptable if you're married and have kids, but you live with your parents and have liver spots.
Got a nifty plastic pumpkin.
Sadly, you've never faced one simple Halloween fact. There's a reason Walmart doesn't make pirate costumes in your size.
Got an orange safety flashlight.
So go ahead, keep trick-or-treating until you can receive a senior discount on plastic swords. Keep wearing your skeleton costume until you actually become one. Because after all, you're just one rubber mask away from a rubber room.
Mr. Far Too Old to Trick or Treat.
Yeah, The Mike Show. Hi there. It's the Finally Friday edition. So we're going to be talking about Halloween costumes, and we're going to be talking about the cost of Halloween in general. But I wanted to share this real quick. Maybe I can do this at the end of the segment, but I'm excited. Because, okay, so I made this graphic yesterday, and I was going to do a graphic that was similar to Howard Stern's Private Parts movie poster, but this I didn't want to copy him completely because, you know, litigation and all that. And then I found my picture of my Halloween costume from last year. Yes, I am the dude. Lebowski. With the magic of our graphic editing stuff and team, I was able to come up with this. So we're going to be live from New York on next Wednesday. October 22nd, we're going to be broadcasting live from Midtown and Times Square. So pleased to be joining us. But that was my costume last year, literally. And it's a really, really nice robe. I wear that robe around the house. I got a Lebowski T-shirt. So I think we spent like $20 on the T-shirt and we spent $40 on the robe. But I still wear the T-shirt. And I still wear the robe. So that costume, in my opinion, financially, is a winner. Yep. I am not made of money.
I'm rich. You're not.
No, shut up. I'm not. So I am not made of money. And Halloween is expensive. Maddie got a K-pop Demon Hunter costume. And it's... It's not cheap. It really isn't.
I'm rich.
Shut up.
You're not.
No, it's bad. Anyway, so here, let's get rid of this graphic. And if you wanted to see that graphic, you can watch this on Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA. Or just go there because the promo is up. So, a new Halloween spending poll. There were actually two of them. Just landed, and this is by no means a cheap holiday, especially for us parents. One poll found the average person who celebrates will spend $289 between all of our costumes. This is not including candy. That also includes parents and non-parents. If you celebrate without kids, it's $193, but the average parent will shell out $445. Here's the breakdown of where the money goes. Now, this is the breakdown of the 289 average. Okay, not the high. 58 on costumes. We blew through that. No, that's no. 57 on decorations. Our house has been decorated for Summerween since the summer. Far more than that. 51 on party supplies, much more. 51 on tickets for things like haunted houses. No. Keep going. They're doing the whole King's Dominion thing. $50 on candy for trick-or-treaters. We won't have any trick-or-treaters. So that's a savings right there. And then $23 on other stuff. Yeah, sorry, a case of beer. Anyway, a separate poll pegged the total spend at $296. So that's you know, a little bit above what the previous poll. So right around $300. Let's just cap it at $300 on average. That one found that we'll spend $33 on costumes for our pets. Yeah. So anyway, and then the National Retail Federation. That's with Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock, right? Anyway. Also does its own poll. They claim the average spend is only $114.
You idiot!
Yeah, but that's just on candy, costumes, decorations, and greeting cards. It's a new record, by the way. It's up $11 from last year. So with that brings us to our top list. With the average American spending about $300 on Halloween. Well, put your money to good use by spending it on anything from today's list. It's our top list today. Top Halloween costumes to wear if you really want to cause a buzz. All right, here we go. Number one, President Trump's neck from that Time magazine cover. You know the one? There we go. Top costumes to wear if you really want to cause a buzz. Madonna with faces 7, 8, or 9. Top costumes to wear if you really want to cause a buzz. Prison Diddy. Stop it. Top costumes to wear if you really want to cause a buzz. Russell Brand or Jared Leto. It's basically the same costume. top list today. Top costumes to wear if you really want to cause a buzz this Halloween. Jeffrey Epstein's birthday book. Top costumes to wear if you really want to cause a buzz. Travis Kelce's penis. There you go. The Mike Show. Coming up, we have news and not headline news. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Pick up Destination American Lager at Three Roads Brewing in Lynchburg and Farmville, at Ballad Brewing in Danville, or your favorite beer store. And if they don't carry Destination American Lager, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. Today is National Payback a Friend Day. Oops, forgot my wallet. How about if I hit you Monday? The average American will spend $46 on a Halloween costume. That's why I'm saving $46 this year and going as guy you'd see at Walmart. CNN's new subscription service will launch at the price of $6.99 a month. What a smart business model. Charging money for something people won't watch for free. And someone posted a video of how to make beer from hot dogs. Breaking news, your divorced buddy's mini fridge is now a brewery. This is not headline news.
No, it is not. It's the Mike Schoen. We're taking a look at tower cam position number 4 at the fountain and the flag and the river. So happy you could join us on the Finally Friday edition. Coming up, we are going to get really, really, really smart with your 5 random facts. That is all on the way. Even smarter-est with Nerd News. Stay tuned for that. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Greens, Salads, Wraps, and Pizza is now open in downtown Lynchburg. Try Greens' fresh lineup of delicious salads, grain bowls, wraps, and handcrafted pizzas, plus chips and a drink to round out your meal. Whether you're looking for a quick lunch or your new go-to spot downtown, Greens has you covered with fresh flavors and friendly vibes. Open 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily, right in the heart of downtown, corner of Church and 12th Streets at 1124 Church Street. Visit gogreens.net and check out their entire menu. If it's gotta be salads, wraps, or pizza, it's gotta be Greens.
Just got back from vacation, but your body feels like it needs another one? Whether it was lugging heavy luggage, hours in the car or on a plane, or walking barefoot in the sand, travel can do a number on your spine. At Timberlake Chiropractic, we're here to help you reset. Our gentle, personalized adjustments are designed to relieve pain, restore balance, and help you feel like yourself again. Maybe even better. Don't let post-vacation aches follow you home. Call Timberlake Chiropractic at 434-239-9077 or book online at timberlakechiropractic.com. Relaxed, realigned, and ready for what's next. That's the way to come home.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
5
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these 5 random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number 1. Divorce doesn't always work out. 10% to 15% of married couples reconcile after they separate. And about 6% of couples marry each other again after divorce. 1 in 10 people who divorce say they regret it at some point. Number 2. Your lungs aren't symmetrical. The left lung is smaller and has 2 lobes. The right lung has 3. That's because your heart is where the middle lobe on your left lung would be. Number 3. There's only 1 state capital that doesn't share any letters with the state it's the capital of. Pierre, South Dakota. Huh, interesting. Number four, people who work in offices without windows sleep an average of 46 minutes less per night than people in offices with windows. That's interesting. And then number five, Phil Mickelson's nickname is Lefty, but he's right-handed. The only thing he does left-handed is golf, because he had watched his dad golf when he was little, and he would mirror his swings. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
random
facts.
Yep. It is the Mike Show, and that's kind of interesting too, because I bat left-handed in baseball, and I golf left-handed, but I'm right-handed. But I also eat left-handed, so maybe I'm a frustrated left-hander. Maybe I was one of those kids that was actually a lefty, or maybe I'm ambidextrous. I don't know. With some things, you know. If I use the right, it's over too quick, you know, so you got to use the left. Anyway, hi there. The Mike Show coming up. Let's see. We got, oh, yeah, we're going to do nerd news this week in science. But I want to share with you because Darius can't join us this morning, but I want to bring up Lynchburg Community Market. It is one of the nation's oldest community markets. And by the way, it is Lynchburg's oldest continually operating business. Lynchburg Community Market was founded in 1783, and they are still going strong. You can check them out on the corner of Main and 12th Street in downtown Lynchburg. Saturday, tomorrow, they've got the farmers market. So the farmers will get there, plus all kinds of produce, veggies, meats, all kinds of offerings at Lynchburg Community Market. Plus, they have regular hours throughout the week, Tuesday through Saturday, and permanent shops inside as well. Plenty of restaurants, a bakery, a coffee roastery, tons and tons and tons of restaurants and crafters. The Crafters Gallery will be open and staffed with all kinds of crafters and vendors throughout the market. So if you have not been to Lynchburg Community Market ever, if you're new to the area, make it a point to make that your Saturday destination. And even throughout the week, you can grab lunch there right now at Lynchburg Community Market. And you can visit them at lynchburgcommunitymarket.com or on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market. All right. Coming up, we've got your nerd news this week in science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. Plus audio vault and so much more. Stay tuned for that. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
Let's see. There's Peyton, Leo, Tasia.
Ruth Stevens has 14 grandkids.
Jalen, Callie, Kayla.
That's a lot of birthdays, graduations, weddings.
Stanley, named for my dad.
So she doesn't ever miss one. Ruth counts on Centra to keep her healthy and going strong.
Shay, Christopher, and Theo. Got them all.
That's a responsibility Centra doesn't take lightly.
One more time, alphabetical order. Anthony.
Centra. Caring for, caring about folks like Ruth.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Jersey Mike's subs are great to enjoy in all kinds of places.
So you can bring a Club Supreme when you're camping?
Yeah!
Or have a Mike's Chicken Philly in the park?
Uh-huh.
Or a BLT when you're hiding under your boss's desk so you can erase that email you accidentally sent, the one where you made fun of his new haircut.
How long have you been under there?
Shh, 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 quiet. He's here.
Oh, sorry.
Hello?
See what I mean about the haircut?
Freshly sliced and freshly grilled subs for any time, anywhere. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio.
4-3-4.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Finally Friday edition. And what are you doing here?
I know. I just can't stay away. It's so much fun.
Well, here's the thing. You have now reached 200. Is it 200?
201. 200. I mean, we're just overachievers over there.
201 nonprofit organizations are now represented on the Share platform at ShareGreaterLynchburg.org, which is a milestone. And congratulations.
Yes, thank
for,
you.
For the 5-year anniversary. Mm-hmm. To have achieved so much. That's just tremendous.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for coming out and helping us celebrate this week and for helping to promote a bunch of new organizations signing on. You know, we know that they're out there, just finding them and getting them connected. And so I'm super excited that we have a surge of new nonprofits to tell you about and make sure that we highlight and highlight to the platform. And so we have one of those here today with us.
Absolutely. Well, who did you bring today?
I brought Kat C., who is the founder and director of the Live Move Be Center. You might have seen her in some of local press magazines and just throughout the past few years, but I'm really excited to talk more about the mission of the Live Move Be Center and how we can get involved and about an event they have coming up tomorrow.
Very, very cool. Mm-hmm. Well, Kat, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for joining us and taking time. Well, I guess the obvious question and the first one is tell us about your organization and what does it do?
So Live Move Be Center was created in 2023 and it was an offshoot of what we were already doing, which began in 2020, which was Live Move Be Fitness Studio. Okay. So we now offer fitness classes, but in addition to that, we do even more. So we do community events such as book studies, workshops, just fun events for the family or girls' night outs, a lot of things that we offer to the community in addition to the fitness classes that we were already putting out. Mm-hmm. And our goal for a fitness studio was to take away all the barriers that often keep people from being able to move their bodies. So when we were an LLC, we offered our classes always at a low cost. We never required memberships. We never required any kind of pre-registration. When we decided to switch over to the nonprofit model, we decided to then take away even the cost barrier of an actual fee. So now what we require, or not require, but ask, is if people are willing that they donate $5 per class. And that helps us, of course, pay our expenses, pay our instructors. Mm-hmm. And then we do give the opportunity for people to become monthly partners if they would like to do that as well. So the monthly partnership, they can support what we're doing at the studio at any amount that they choose, at whatever amount works for their budget. And it helps us continue to offer encouraging fitness classes to the community and also all the other fun events that we do, book studies, wellness workshops. We have a trunk or treat coming up soon. So all of those type of things get supported through our partners and those who give us that high five donation at the classes.
Mm-hmm. And just a very collaborative approach, much like the ethos of Share Greater Lynchburg. It's all about collaborating and bringing nonprofits together in your studio and to help support in a cohesive manner. And it just sounds like that heartbeat of really trying to serve the community in a collective way.
Yeah. So that's another neat thing that we added when we switched over to the nonprofit model in 2023. We began doing what we call caring initiatives.
Right.
And so because we already have a community, which is people who are coming to our space regularly, we wanted to organize that community to support other nonprofits. And so we, on a pretty regular basis throughout the year, do what we call caring initiatives. So we support other nonprofits in the area. So we might do that by maybe around Thanksgiving, doing a food drive for a local food bank. We've supported the Agape Center. We've supported Blue Ridge Pregnancy Center with a baby shower drive where we were bringing in presents and gifts for their baby showers. Just a variety of different things that we've done in our space by just bringing our community together. They're already coming in to take fitness classes. Mm-hmm. So we're like, this week, why don't you bring in the item of the week? And so for the Agape Center, we did that kind of thing one summer, and the item of the week, a different item every week. So we might say mustard is the item this week, and everybody comes to take their fitness class, but they bring some mustard. And then we get all that, collect it together, and make sure it gets to the nonprofit that needs it.
And you had mentioned off air that you also offer virtual classes.
Yes, yes. So our fitness classes are kind of run the gamut of what's available out there today. We do yoga, Pilates, bar, dance fitness, circuits, just kind of everything that most people are looking for. And they can take those in the studio. But if again, in trying to break down the barriers of that people have in moving their bodies, sometimes people just can't get out of their house, right? So we now offer Zoom classes and people can log on via our website live and join a live class. And so that's really cool because not only are they getting to take a fitness class, but they're also getting to participate in the community of that class. Wow. Because there are lots of classes available on YouTube or that sort of thing, mm-hmm. but the instructor on the other side of the screen doesn't know you're there. And so with our approach, the instructor knows you're there, you're still a part of the class, mm-hmm. and you're able to participate live, which we think is really cool.
That's really neat.
And then you give shout-outs and things mm-hmm. and encourage those folks
absolutely.
On the other side?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So we can see who's on the other side of the screen. Of course, we allow them to turn their cameras off if they want because not everybody wants to be seen mm-hmm. while they're working out. But we see their name on the screen. We know they're there. And so, yeah, throughout a class, the instructor might give them a little shout-out, ask them how they're doing at home in the same way that we would for the participants in the room so that they feel like they're a part of what we're doing too. And they really are because oftentimes the community in the room knows about our regular Zoomers. And so even the participants will come to me and be like, hey, is Dana on today? Mm-hmm. And then they'll come over to the camera and wave to Dana and tell her good morning before mm-hmm. the class starts. So it really is a neat way to bring everybody together for encouraging fitness.
And let's bring that to the local community level as well. Mm-hmm. This is really, really cool.
Yeah.
Well, you've got an upcoming event tomorrow, I believe. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So as I mentioned, we periodically do a variety of different events. Some are fun. Mm-hmm. Some are more informational. So what we have coming up this Saturday is a wellness workshop with Teresa Falau. So Teresa Falau has a medical background, but she is more inclined to encourage people to work on their health through more natural means. Mm-hmm. And so she presents a lot of really data-based studies and things that can help people deal with their health in a more holistic way. Mm-hmm. So her workshop tomorrow is actually called Bridging the Gap, and it is going to address the issue of medical intervention and holistic means and how to bring those two things together mm-hmm. to get you the best result for your wellness and your health. So it's a totally free workshop. It starts at 11 a.m. on Saturday and it ends around 12:30. Wow. So about 90 minutes, and everyone is welcome to come, and we would love for you to come and bring a friend.
Very, very nice. Well, you can learn more about Live, Move, Be Center if you go to sharegreaterlynchburg.org. Just type that in, Live, Move, Be, and it'll take you to their page. You can learn about the event. Then you can click on the event page itself. It's a recommended donation. Or a suggested donation for the workshop?
For the workshop, we don't. Okay. For our fitness classes, we do call it giving us a high five. So we say, if you enjoyed the class, give us a high five, which is a $5 donation per class. Yeah, and like I said, that just helps us take care of all of our needs.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Well, the wellness workshop, again, is tomorrow. And what time is it and where is it at?
So it's 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. And it is located at our studio, which is 22273. Timberlake Road.
All right. Mm-hmm. And we will link all this information up on our website and on this broadcast as well on Facebook Live.
Mm-hmm.
So, Megan, how are things going with Cher? We had the 5-year celebration down at Super Rad. That was a lot
sure
of fun.
We sure did. We had about 40 guests come by. Some brought kids, and we played video games unlimited and had some party cake, and we had to eat the ice cream cake very rapidly before it melted. And
I got an ice cream cake headache.
Yes, ice cream cake headache. Sorry. It was just everything you could imagine for a 5-year-old birthday party. Yeah. Some giveaways and some professional headshots, which I guess doesn't fit with 5-year-olds, but that we got some good material for our give
There were some good shots.
Yeah,
there were some really, really cute, creative shots there.
Yeah, yeah. I'm excited. So we'll use some of those pictures or those pictures for our Giving Tuesday campaign, which we're launching into next. And Giving Tuesday is on December 2nd, and so we're going to be offering pop-up opportunities to volunteer throughout the month of November. So if you're a nonprofit and you have a cool volunteer opportunity where you'd welcome a group stopping by, I'm speaking to colleges and universities and students about just going out and trying volunteerism for the first time, we realized mm-hmm. that SHARE is a wonderful sort of gateway to volunteerism and donating and, you know, getting people involved in philanthropy in hands-on ways and for the first time. Yeah. There's a lot of the folks that we see coming through. So just trying to make that super easy throughout the month of November, throughout the giving season. And then with the big finale of, or the, you know, the awesome day of Giving Tuesday, which is when billions of people across the world are giving back and in so many ways. And so, Mike, you and I will be doing some live remotes that day, hopefully celebrating some cash donations to nonprofits and all of the above. So more mm-hmm. more to come on that. We also have a lunch and learn coming up at Thomas Jefferson's Poplar Forest.
Okay.
That'll be on November 12th, and that can be found on our website, or excuse me, our newsletter that's going out today,
okay.
and on our website. And yeah, the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation is where all this is housed. The way I learned about the Live Move Be Center was through the GLCF granting Live Move Be with an initial grant. And so that's sort of my becomes my to-do list of folks to go out and find and get on the SHARE platform. But we currently have a grant open right now for $10,000 and $5,000 for individual nonprofits that are working with youth. And that's the Youth Philanthropy Council grant. It can all be found on our website. And we walk with 27 high school seniors through the process of philanthropy that our committees go through in real time, just to kind of understand what that looks like, do site visits, and to come up with a $10,000 and a $5,000 recipient. Wells Fargo is a 20-year partner of that program. This is our 20th year, so we're grateful for that. And we just look forward to working with all these awesome students to get that done.
It's a fantastic program, mm-hmm. by the way. And these students really do learn all about the philanthropic process.
Right.
And that's something they'll carry forward
right.
through their entire
right.
lives.
Countless students yeah. have gone into a major in nonprofits or a minor in college, yeah. you know, or serving on boards in the future. They say it's an incredibly impactful experience. We walk through with them from September until March. So it's a months long process of learning more about how nonprofits operate and what goes yeah. into the selection of grant making.
Well, it's a great program. Mm-hmm. If you want to learn more about that and so many others, visit lynchburgfoundation.org. Also go to sharegreaterlynchburg.org for all the information. If you'd like to volunteer, even at the board level, there are opportunities there. There's all kinds of workshops and things at Share Greater Lynchburg, all kinds of activities. And then Giving Tuesday and everything leading up to that, we're
right.
going to have a lot of events coming up. So stay tuned to Share Greater Lynchburg to learn more. And if you're part of a nonprofit organization, why don't you become 202?
That's right.
You can become the 202nd nonprofit organization to join. It is absolutely positively free, and there are so many benefits. Folks can find your organization on the platform. They can attend events. They can volunteer for your things. They can even shop for your organization right on the platform. So visit sharegreaterlynchburg.org for more information. Well, thank you so much.
Thanks for adding us on today.
Yeah, thanks for coming out on a Friday. This is
That's
cool.
That's great.
It is the Mike Show. Coming up a little bit later on, we've got your nerd news. This week in science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. That's all on the way.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg first.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Press the button. Thank you. All right, it's that time. for Nerd News. This week in science, it's just science. Covering the most important news for your brains you may have missed. Here's a quick rundown. All right. In Halloween news, Popular Science did a deep dive on how corn mazes are made. It used to be simple. You just cut a path. But now farmers, a lot of them, use GPS to do it. There's even tech that tells tractors where to not plant seeds. So then there's no cutting. The path is there automatically. Okay, so anybody who's watched Clarkson's Farm, you already know this. In space news, Elon Musk's giant Starship rocket, Starship rocket, had its 11th test flight, and it went well. There might be more rocks inside Uranus than we thought.
In the buttocks.
In the planet. And an astrophysicist at the University of Maryland has a new theory for why aliens haven't contacted us yet. Maybe we're just kind of basic. He also thinks that any aliens who know about us might not be as advanced as we think. Quote, it's like having an iPhone 42 rather than an iPhone 17. I don't quite get that analogy, but anyway. In booze news, so we're like more on parity with them, but we don't have the technology to fly, at the speed or close to the speed. Well, we have theories, and they've never built this stuff. Science fiction lied to me as a child. Anyway, in booze news, a study found Ozempic might blunt the effects of alcohol and keep you from getting drunk so fast. Also, olive oil, a teaspoonful, not a tablespoonful. The tablespoon gives you heartburn. Anyway. But by the way, it doesn't eliminate the effects of alcohol. It delays the absorption. All right? So eventually, all of that alcohol is going to get into your system at once, and man, you're going to be rocked. So I don't recommend it. If you want the staying power, let's say it's New Year's Eve and you want to be able to go and go and go and go and go and make it through midnight and not be a sloppy, stupid person, well, then that works. But be prepared for 2 or 3 a.m. when it hits. Okay, I'm just saying. How do I know this? In bird news, a study found that a solar eclipse, can reset a bird's biological clock. As the sun comes back out, they think it's morning. And finally, in health news,
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Well, good news for you. An international team of researchers figured out how to create universal kidneys. Now, they're still perfecting it, but it would be huge for people that are waiting for transplants that are on the list. Anyone could give you a kidney, no matter what their blood type. That's very encouraging. And that's your Nerd News this week in science. It's just science. Don't be afraid, or be very, very afraid. Coming up, we have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
4 bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't Free Clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free Clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio. For your ear holes, I think you'll like it. Well, it's getting close to Halloween, and you know what's getting real scary? All the AI shortcuts. Yeah. Yeah. From sending out Halloween party invitations or cheating at work, it's becoming monstrous.
I was on my iPad late last night, needing a tool to expedite. ChatGPT was fast and wise, saving me time. To my surprise, it was a hack. It was an AI hack, the monster hack. Don't be taken aback, an AI hack. You'll be leading the pack, the monster hack.
And I have got your back.
Yep.
So if you're lost in a digital haze, let AI guide you through this techie maze. With ChatGPT, get your goals in sight. You'll conquer the web with pure delight. It was a hack.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to viral videos. So some evil genius. I said some evil genius. Yep. Did a video on how to make alcohol from hot dogs.
In order to turn hot dogs into delicious alcohol, I needed a way to extract the hot dog flavor into something fermentable. Once I had a concentrated pot of hot dog water, it was time to sterilize it with a pressure cooker, and our hot dog water can be used as a base for a meat. I started with a few pounds of honey, enough to supply enough sugar to hit 16% alcohol. All that was left to do was add our yeast and let this hot doggy mix ferment for 30 days. Now all that's left to do is have a taste.
If you could collect the liquid that's at the bottom of the garbage bin at a baseball game, that is what we're drinking right now.
Anyway. All right, from hot dog water to farts, we have a viral video out of the UK. There she is. And their version of the Traitors. Listen to what happens while their celebs await their next challenge. And by the way, one of their actresses farted.
Players, welcome to the worst team building away day experience in history. What just happened?
I just farted, Claudia. I'm so sorry. It's nerves, but I always own up.
I always own up too. Guys, settle.
All right. So, you know, at least she owned up.
In the buttocks. So.
Yeah. All right. Skip that. There's a mysterious pumpkin that appears every fall high atop the spire at the University of Montana's main hall. It's unclear who does it, but it's so dangerous that the school has tried hiring pros to do it to keep students from getting hurt. Here's an anonymous climber talking about putting the pumpkin on the spire.
The climb itself is pretty intimidating. I almost worked up the cojones to do it. Multiple lookouts all throughout campus, middle of the night, and then two climbers up top. Everybody looking out for UMPD with radios or group texts and what have you. The university has hired some outsourced people to put it up safely and not put students at risk. But being climbers, we still try to race them to do it first.
All right, so obviously the guy altered his voice to hide his identity. It's been a 30-year mystery, by the way. today is National Pasta Day.
I love pasta. It's my favorite thing to eat.
Okay, thank you. All right. What else? What else do we got? Okay, so skip that. We're going to save that one for stupid criminals. We're going to save that one for stupid criminals as well. Then we got that. We're going to a comedian? All right. Yes, we are. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Here we go. With Halloween approaching, here's comedian Lewis Black on how he feels about candy corn.
Candy corn, but using the word candy to describe it is wrong. Using the word corn is wrong. It does not taste like candy nor corn. It tastes like something that was made out of oil. You can take all the bags of candy corn, and actually, if you melted them down, you could run a car. All the candy corn that was ever made was made in 1914. They never had to make it again. We never eat enough of it. We only eat two or three or four pieces apiece. Literally, after Halloween, the candy corn companies send out their minions. And they go from garbage can to garbage can and collect the corn and throw it back in the bags. And it appears next year.
Yep. All right, that's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly and vigorously give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we are going to get stupid to wrap up the show with your stupid criminals in dot news. And then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH, from here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Whether you're traveling for business or leisure in Danville, Virginia, you owe it to yourself to stay at either the B or the Holbrook Hotels. Two unique boutique hotels with all of the modern comforts, convenient to downtown and the city's historic West End. Minutes from everything Danville has to offer. Competitive corporate rates for business travelers and fun packages and activities for leisure travelers. They offer kitchenettes and suite-style rooms and attractive long-term stay rates. Visit DanvilleBHotel.com or TheHolbrookDanville.com for reservations and more information.
Greens, salads, wraps, and pizza is now open in downtown Lynchburg. Try Greens' fresh lineup of delicious salads, grain bowls, wraps, and handcrafted pizzas, plus chips and a drink to round out your meal. Whether you're looking for a quick lunch or your new go-to spot downtown, Greens has you covered with fresh flavors and friendly vibes. Open 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily, right in the heart of downtown, corner of Church and 12th Streets at 1124 Church Street. Visit gogreens.net and check out their entire menu. If it's got to be salads, wraps, or pizza, it's got to be Greens.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local, global radio.
434. All right, time once again for stupid criminals in dot news. All right, a high school teacher has filed a police report after a student stole a fairly valuable Hello Kitty Funko Pop figure from her desk. It's not really about the money. She's upset because it was a gift from a third grade student 6 years ago who spent their own money on the doll because they knew she was a huge fan of Hello Kitty. Anyway, apparently a student stole it, probably because it's worth up to $300 now, and the teacher's bummed because it's probably already been sold or offloaded. The teacher says she's still holding out hope that the student will do the right thing and return it. But regardless, she says there will be consequences. And then there's this. There were two in here. A naked man was caught on camera terrorizing a Florida neighborhood. Here are a couple of the victims breaking down what happened to their property.
Asleep, and the doorbell rang. I answered the door and opened the door, and there was a guy standing here, and he was stark naked. Threw a potted plant through my truck window and tore the lights off the front of the house.
He pulled this screen out, laid it down, attempted to get the window open, we guess, and couldn't. So then he goes back here, grabbed an axe, and came back onto the back porch. We don't know why he didn't use it. We see him open up the fridge, grab a bottle of beer and a can of soda.
Good Lord. All right. Three people wearing Halloween masks terrorized a home in Alexandria. Is it Arlington, Alexandria? Where was this at? Alexandria, Virginia. They threatened to harm the people inside and even tried to break in. Luckily, no one was hurt. Here is some of the doorbell camera recording and the resident, Shayla, talking about what had happened.
The worst nightmare! Open the door! Either you come out or we coming in!
At first, I thought it was just a Halloween joke, a little prank. So I said, Happy Halloween, and they kept, like, knocking on the door. The knocks would get harder and harder.
Open the door!
And they threatened to kill us. It could have been bad. Our Second Amendment right was not used and could have been, like, being very transparent.
Good Lord. There is good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. Let's see. A three-year-old in Michigan used his mom's phone to save her life. She had a seizure and collapsed this month, so he used her iPhone to FaceTime a friend to get help. He even knew to put the phone screen close to his mom's face to unlock it. Here is the woman that had the seizure, Chantel Woods, and her friend Kaya, the 911 call, and then people from the community commenting on what happened.
He's just my hero, and he just a smart kid, and I'm just proud. He had to unlock my phone, and he called Kaya.
And I realized that something wasn't right, so something told me to just hurry up, jump up, and come across the parking lot.
Kaya, help mommy, help mommy.
Oakland County 911, what is the address of your emergency?
No, I need the EMS here right now.
They're on the way for you. Keep breathing.
Okay.
Man, he can get ice cream for the rest of the year, man. That's so real. That's so good, man.
I was surprised, but also I'm happy that he knew what to do in that moment.
It's just amazing.
And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
The United Way of Central Virginia is hosting their annual food drive for the entire month of October to benefit local food pantries throughout Central Virginia. They need your help to surpass the goal of 15,000 pounds of food, donate unexpired, non-perishable food items, cleaning, and hygiene products. And if your business or organization would be interested in hosting a box, please contact United Way of Central Virginia. The October food drive benefits 13 local food banks and pantries just in time for the holiday season. Visit UnitedWayCV.org. for a list of collection sites, or take your donations to the United Way of Central Virginia's offices at 1010 Miller Park Square in Lynchburg. Visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information, and together we can harvest hope for our neighbors in need.
All right, visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. Let me change the banner here, and I want to bring this up because this is something, well, a bunch of somethings that you can do this weekend. Let's do this one first because it's tomorrow. Here, let me bring up the graphic. I am waiting, scrolling. Here we go. Join us. We're going to be live and on location tomorrow at Three Roads Brewing in Farmville. This is to celebrate 8 years of brewing in Farmville, Virginia. We're going to have prizes and giveaways. We're also going to be doing Oktoberfest-style games. The Back Sydney Band is going to be performing in the evening. So we will be on hand. Join us. We've got the Steinholding contest. We've got the Oktoberfest obstacle course. We've got the corn toss. We've got all that going on. Three Roads Brewing, plus vendors, food trucks, and again, Back Sydney Band will be performing that evening. So Three Roads Brewing in Farmville. Come and join us as we broadcast live and on location. And then, here, let's get rid of that, and we'll change up the graphic, because we have yet another event. On Sunday, you can come out and join us for Books and Brews. That is taking place at Lynchburg Community Market. Let me bring up the graphic right there. 2 to 6 p.m. We'll have tons of vendors on hand. And since it's books, okay, that involves the Lynchburg Public Library. And if you're a bookie, well, not a bookie, not taking bets, but if you're a book person, you are going to love this. If you're a brews kind of person, if you like great beer, including Three Roads Brewing, you can come on out. They'll be selling Three Roads and other local beers on site, as well as other things that are brewed, coffee, etc., etc. So come on out and join us from 2 until 6. We've got Flat 5 Jazz is going to be performing for ye on Sunday, and that's at Lynchburg Community Market on October 19. So join us. We're broadcasting live and on location, and we're also running the stage there as well at Lynchburg Community Market with Flat 5 Jazz. Well, that is it. That is the program. Do we have anything else? What else is coming up? Let me check the schedule. I want to make sure that we got everything, you know, that we're doing. Okay, that's November. This is October. There we go. Yeah, we've got the 8th anniversary in Farmville for Three Roads Brewing. Oh, in Danville, it's the Bridge Street Food Truck Rodeo will be taking place from 11 a.m. noon-ish until 5 or 6 o'clock in downtown Danville on Bridge Street. So you can enjoy that as well. If you can make it from Farmville to Danville, maybe you can do both. Hang out with us at the 8th anniversary and the Bridge Street Food Truck Rodeo. Ballad Brewing will be on hand at Bridge Street Food Truck Rodeo as your beer of choice in the beer garden and the beer garden sponsor. So enjoy. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back Monday.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back Monday with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. And again, a quick program note while I've got graphics and stuff. Let me pull this up. Scroll there. Do that. Yeah, it takes a while. Sorry. Make that bigger. There. See, if I had a producer, then everything would be great. So if you'd like to be my producer. We are going to be live and on location from New York. Next week on Wednesday, we'll be broadcasting live. So the show will be at 3 p.m. We're actually doing afternoon drive next Wednesday, live from Midtown and Times Square. Come on out and join us. I'm going to be attending the NAB, National Association of Broadcasters Convention and Expo and Stream Summit. We're going to check out all kinds of gadget and gear, check out new automation systems, check out all kinds of video and audio equipment that will be able to enhance this very fine broadcast and enhance Radio 434. So we're going to learn, and we're going to broadcast live and on location from New York next Wednesday, so put a pin in that. All right, now, that's it. We'll see you back here in studio Monday.
Go away! Go away!
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
See you later, buddy.
So this is it. This is the end. I hope you and your companion had a good time listening. And hey, if things went really well, do me a favor and name the baby Ron.
Mike.
Ciao!
Well, kids, that's our show for today. And now, in the words of Mr. Cole Porter, every time we say goodbye, I die a little. Every time we say goodbye, I wonder why a little. Every time we say goodbye, goodbye.
Ladies and gentlemen,
The Weeknd.
Who's going to do the dishes? The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.